Pepin was sincerely grateful for this kindness on the part of the Church. He made two expeditions to Italy to defend the Pope against his enemies. He took Ravenna and several other cities away from the Longobards and presented them to His Holiness, who incorporated these new domains into the so-called Papal State, which remained an independent country until half a century ago. After Pepin's death, the relations between Rome and Aix-la-Chapelle, or Nimwegen, or Ingelheim — the Frankish kings did not have one official residence, but travelled from place to place with all their ministers and court officers — became more and more cordial. Finally, the Pope and the King took a step which was to influence the history of Europe in a most profound way. Charles, commonly known as Carolus Magnus, or Charlemagne, succeeded Pepin in the year 768. He had conquered the land of the Saxons in eastern Germany, and had built towns and monasteries all over the greater part of northern Europe. At the request of certain enemies of Abd ar-Rahman, he had invaded Spain to fight the Moors. But in the Pyrenees he had been attacked by the wild Basques, and had been forced to retire. It was upon this occasion that Roland, the great Margrave of Breton, showed what a Frankish chieftain of those early days meant when he promised to be faithful to his king, and gave his life and that of his trusted followers to safeguard the retreat of the royal army.